Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm your co-host, Stella.
And I'm your other co-host, Corey.
And the song that you just heard was Underneath by Warpaint. And the song you heard before that was... Once. It was Once by Verna Lindt.
We almost forgot.
So sorry, guys. Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, that was the end of our songs for a little bit, and we just want to talk a little bit more this time about how we've been feeling lately in this part of the semester. So we are SFU students, so we've been heading into finals by this point and starting getting ready.
Mm-hmm.
Something in my throat now.
we're both experiencing throat issues today, sorry, guys.
Yeah, and definitely losing a lot of motivation lately, mm-hmm. and I feel like I've been turning to my phone a lot. Both of us have.
Me too. It's definitely like whenever things are happening that I really don't want to do, I'll be like, okay, it's time to push them away while I, you know, turn to social media. Mm. Or like, I don't even know what I'm doing on there. I play Call of Duty on there sometimes. Like, this is not necessary. Like, I don't need to be doing this.
Yeah, I know. Like, personally for me, I don't have all the social media platforms, but...
Do you have any?
I only use Facebook for Marketplace because I like selling. I like selling my clothes and stuff. But even the Facebook, what are those, the reels for Facebook? Even those get me. And yeah, I get sucked into to these Facebook reels. I'm like, what am I doing here?
Mm-hmm.
And then it feels like, whenever I don't use Instagram, and I try to limit myself. I have screen blockers on Snapchat as well. But I just get sucked into these 5-6 second videos that are the downfall of me.
Yeah.
So they are the downfall.
How can it be like me as well? I deleted my Instagram account a while ago. I deleted Snapchat. I deleted TikTok. Like, I am trying my best because I know it's a problem of mine that I'm like super dependent on technology. I would say probably addicted as well.
Mm.
But still, I'm like, I created an extra little like account that I only access on my Instagram, like on my Safari.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's not even quality, like it's super hard to navigate, but I'm still watching those videos just as like a filler.
Yeah, it's like, it's supposed to be good that you're putting a bunch of barriers between you and the stimulus, mm-hmm. but you still, I still get past those walls. I'm trying to click past every tab.
I have, like, the screen blockers, too. I'm like, don't remind me again.
Get out of here.
Yeah, exactly. So, and even, like, I've had folders with, like, my social media. That's just like, no, go away. Like, don't do it. But I still, like, there's something inside of me that's just needs to do it.
I know. I think definitely surrounding dopamine and the whole idea of dopamine. Mm-hmm. But that's a whole nother realm. But yeah, actually, dopamine is definitely connected to what we want to talk about a little more was addiction, which is kind of the basis.
Our technology.
Yeah, technology.
Addiction was a little segue.
Yeah, even though we don't have the textbook definition of addiction, because addiction is more of being you just can't stop using this substance or this behavior, and despite having all of its consequences as well. So it starts to affect your life, your relationships with mm-hmm. family and friends, and yeah, it's just like you have to keep doing it. So I don't think both of us haven't reached that point, or will be, hopefully.
But like for me, if we're talking about addiction, like impeding on your life, not being able to stop it, like I do think my phone is that. And that's just hard for me to acknowledge. I think a lot of people, like, spending 8 hours a day on your phone that's addiction, I feel. Like, that is definitely, like, having a negative impact on
you. Yeah, it's like, when does the line cross for that? But
and how do you stop it?
Yeah, how do you stop? But, yeah, we wanted, today we just wanted to talk a bit more about addiction. Like, is it an illness? Mm-hmm. Is it a behavioral? So, what do you think, Stella? There's a bunch of different types of addictions as well.
Yeah, like, it is hard. Also, like, the difference between addiction or obsession, too.
Yes.
Like, I think, Corey, how did you define it earlier?
Obsession, I believe that mm-hmm. it's when you can actually stop the activity. It's still, you're doing a lot of it, but it's not to the point where it's very harmful upon your life and affecting a lot of things of your daily functioning.
Yeah.
So I think, for me, that's... I'm getting a little obsessed with technology, but not crossing the line to addiction yet. But I feel like it's that's with a lot of people and using all these TikToks and Instagram reels and things. But
yeah. But yeah, my opinion, if it's an illness or behavioral, I think it I believe people can change some of their behaviors if it's something like, I don't know, like your diet or like phone use or stuff like that, because there's, or like, you know, having a shopping addiction.
Yeah.
Because there's like benefits on the other side of not doing those things anymore, like having more time for hobbies or like feeling more energized or not spending all of your money.
Mm-hmm.
But when things get a bit more serious and like the kind of like intersection of mental health and like trauma comes into play, and obviously like that can happen with any kind of addictive behavior, but I'm just thinking more towards like drugs or alcohol, like it seems to be like there's really doesn't seem to be a huge payoff in the moment, like to stop using drugs if, you know, you've had trauma, you've had like terrible experiences, so you're trying to escape from it, and then what's like, what really is your alternative if you stop?
Yeah, it's using, like, you know? Shopping, it's not going to really fill the void of your life that's not really going into a downfall. But
yeah
it's pretty tricky.
What do you think?
Tricky slope. I think for definitely things like alcoholism, I definitely believe that's an illness for sure. But then it's like, where does the line draw for other things like pornography use or shopping addiction, eating disorders? But there can also be quote-unquote good addictions as well, like there's people out there addicted to exercise, and there's people who are workaholics. But is
exercise like a good addiction?
That's the thing.
Or being like, in my opinion, I don't think.
You don't think?
Like anything done to like an extreme is not going to be good for you.
Yeah, that's
also
the thing.
Also with exercise, like it intersects with diet and like body image and all these things that are not like any kind of addiction to it. It's just going to lead you down a road that's not super like having a balanced perspective on things.
Yeah, definitely mentally it's not good. Yeah. Like everyone just worships, you're so physically fit, like, oh, 6-pack, 12-pack, who knows how many packs at this point. 15-pack.
Yeah.
I don't even know how high.
15-pack is unhealthy mentally, actually.
Like mentally, you'll probably be destroyed at that point if you have to keep every day you beat yourself up for not going to the gym like every single day. And so that's when it turns into an addiction.
Yeah.
But I feel like in our society we normalize and we actually reward things like workaholics.
Yeah, definitely.
With capitalism.
Yeah.
In the air, but yeah, it's a very
and it's definitely like with just like any addiction, people are doing it to cope with things, I think, as well. Like if you're exercising to like an extreme amount, like you're still putting yourself through a bit of pain in that way, and same with being a workaholic, like you know that there's some pain involved, but you're still doing it to yourself. Like, I think that's a way of coping with things. And yeah, it is really messed up that we glamorize, you know, being a workaholic or being super, like, some things are just not right to be doing to such an extreme.
Yeah, like, I think definitely prioritizing mental health these days is a good direction that we're heading towards. Like, I remember I don't think I'd have classified as an addiction, but I definitely had a point in my life where I was exercising like 6 to 7 days a week. No break, nothing. I'd beat myself up if I didn't go to the gym or didn't exercise. And I'd be doing like 10K run, and then after I would do weightlifting. And if I didn't do that, it was bad. I don't know what it was. It came out of COVID, the period of COVID.
Yeah,
so
that makes sense.
It was like at that point where it's like, oh, everyone has to be improving or doing something great right now to make up for all the time. And then, it was just kind of spiraled me. And it's especially like it also definitely it changed my eating patterns as well, which like now I'm much better, but like it was a whole thing, and it didn't classify as as a official disorder, but it was heading near there. So don't do that.
And I think that is also like being like obsessed with or like addicted to exercise is a bit of a capitalistic mindset too, because it's like constant improvement, like not constant improvement,
gotta be on that grind,
like having to like feel like you need to achieve this, you know, ultimate like goal that's not even necessarily healthy for you,
like always being productive every second
definitely
of the day.
To be productive is
which
sometimes
is
a bit detrimental to your mental health,
not
a lot
good.
Of times I'd say.
I don't think like we don't know what these people think of in their internal thoughts, but you don't know. We don't know. So, but yeah, I think that was that's pretty much all we have for that. So,
but actually, there's one more thing I want to talk about, because like there's addictions and then there's obsessions, which we briefly mentioned. But I want to know, Corey, like, what are some of your obsessions or like things you've been obsessed with in the past?
Ooh, do you mean as in like in terms of like closing on addiction or just being obsessed?
I'd say just being like obsessed. Like you can be like briefly addicted to something.
Briefly,
you know. Not that actually happens, but you know.
Trying to think. Definitely, it's definitely sometimes when you have that period when you just want to do a hobby and then you do it so much and then you drop it. So that was me with clay sculpting. So I had a whole clay sculpt. I was obsessed. I was like, I'm gonna make all the mushroom houses in the world and I'm gonna paint them. It's gonna be awesome. And then I dropped it. So
why? Did you get burnt out, do you think? Or just tired of it?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. But they're all in my room now, so at least I have them. But
yeah, maybe you'll go back to it one day too.
Maybe I'll go back. I need to buy some more clay. But there was that. That was like more on the milder side, but yeah, definitely. I think like the exercise obsession was the biggest one for me. That wasn't classified as an addiction, but like getting close. So that was an obsession. So what about you, Stella?
For me, there's this one like culinary item, like have you heard of chili crisp?
Chili crisp? Wait.
Yeah, it's like chili oil basically, but it's a Chinese kind of.
Oh.
Like I would make chili crisp eggs, but there's crunchy like bean kind of like things inside. It just tastes so good on everything.
So you put it on everything.
And I would need like once I got introduced to this like from my friend, I'd be putting on like my eggs, like my toast, like everything. I'd do chili crisp, and then some days like when it wasn't in the fridge or something, I would feel like not withdrawals, but I'd be like I'd be opening the fridge, my mouth would be watering, and I'm like, where's the chili crisp at? Like I would feel like an extreme craving for it. And this probably went on for like a few months. Like I would go through maybe a jar a week, and like it was just
that's so interesting.
It was so intense, and I've gotten that kind of thing before with like food, like stuff like sriracha too, but not as intense as chili crisp. That was like my number. Like even talking about it right now, my mouth is like producing so much saliva. So I'm like, it's so. You've never tried it?
I've had chili. I put chili oil on a lot of things, but I don't put chili crisp.
Yeah, it's like the crunch inside is so good.
Definitely gonna have to buy that.
You should buy it, but yeah. I mean, be warned.
Be warned.
It's a slippery slope of usage.
Yeah, all you out there, you can buy it along with me, and we'll all get addicted.
Yeah, guys.
So.
It's super yummy.
Oh, I love how we went from addiction to chili crisp here, but
hey, those things are pretty intertwined.
Yeah,
I feel.
Pretty intertwined. Yeah, definitely.
So yeah, that was my biggest. Like, I get obsessed with food pretty easily, or songs. I'll also like play a song until it's death. You know, I'm like, this is like, I go through an entire lifetime. I'm like,
yes.
This is, you know, morning. I'm gonna play this, like, and then it's just Anyways, it gets old. Within a few days sometimes, but I'm playing that song like 50 times.
Oh yeah, it was that we have that Charlie XCX song. We're gonna be playing
it's run its course, you know, for me.
It's my
turn. I want to play it on the radio to, you know, end it off, but yeah, now I'm gonna hand the baton to Corey.
Yeah, I will definitely be listening to that on the way home and the next way home for the next week. So
good. Anything that makes you happy, like it does give me a little dopamine to play a song that's so good over and over again. I'm just like, it's just so good, like I can't help myself.
I know, it's like you have to replay the song and replay it. It doesn't even feel nice when you have a bunch of songs and you just put it in the playlist.
Yeah, because some people save like songs that they really like for, you know, different, so they can like, you know, have it for longer. But no,
maybe
I just want to run through it.
Maybe we have no self-control or
very little.
Like
very little. I think
I think self-control is also linked to all these obsessive and addictions. But actually no, not addiction. I think self-control is not exactly linked with addiction for certain things, but
obsessions
I think maybe a little, but
at least for me personally, I'm like I can't not do it.
Can't live without that chili crisp.
Never,
you know? okay we're gonna jump back into the music now. So the next song you'll be hearing is I Feel It All by Feist. And this was a personal favorite of mine because she's from Nova Scotia. So that's where my family is. Woohoo! Shout out to
Nova Scotia!
Nova Scotia! To all my Nova Scotians out there. So we I hope you enjoy.
Please enjoy.
Oh, Arc Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at embarksustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at embarksustain.
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. I'm your co-host, Corey.
And I'm your other co-host, Stella.
The last song you just heard was Waterfallen by Bobby Bazzini. Pretty great. His whole album is really great, from Pearl, and a lot of his songs are very poetic. He has a very singer-songwriter feel, so hope you enjoyed that one. And yeah, we played the Feist one before, and just wanted to say that the next one up will be Explode by Mother Mother, and they're actually from Quadra Island, BC, so that's around northern Vancouver Island, which is awesome. So
super local.
Yeah, but we just wanted to say our goodbyes and give our regards because
our
we gotta go.
Respectful.
Usually we're rushing by the end of our
yeah. We wanted to, like, you know, do the conclusion sooner than 30 seconds left. You know, this is us maturing right
yes.
now. And I think the next show after ours is Revolution Rock, as always.
Mm-hmm.
And then Connor's show, Bitcoover, starts at 9 p.m., I think.
Yes. So check that out. Pretty great show. So, yeah, we just want to thank you for being here again. And we will see you next Tuesday at 6 p.m.
So, yeah. Thank you, everyone.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
And I burn alive. I gotta lay back in a straight jacket. After sex, I'm still inspired. And my friends will ask when I will relax. And I say, when I die. I run too fast towards the things that I adore. Everything I'm running for starts running from me like Amazon.
You're listening to CJ.